We've reached the last set of news items on this part one, and it's a focus in the large part on developments and building in the area. The old library on Guildhall Hill, the enhancement works on Hay Hill, a revamp of derelict buildings, and a refusal of building plans for Westwick Street. There is even a suggestion that Rackheath gets its own rail station as it grows larger with new developments. An historic former library and restaurant will go back on sale after failing to secure a viable offer. The Grade 2 listed building, which most recently housed a restaurant called the Library, is owned by Norwich City Council, which wants to sell the site. City Hall has been trying to get rid of the building and an adjoining former office block on Guildhall Hill since December last year, but has so far failed. The authority received just two offers, with the higher bid failing due to the applicant being able to finance the acquisition. Until now, the council has been trying to dispose of the two buildings separately, but will now start marketing them as a package. The listed structure, Guildhall, housed a library from 1837 until it closed in 1976. The attached former office block, 4B Guildhall, is currently leased to Jane Austen College, part of the Inspiration Trust. The Trust had initially expressed an interest in taking over both buildings, but due to the poor state of the old library building, with reports saying it required £600,000 of repairs last year, the Trust said it only wanted the old office site.
The City Council insists the £3.2 million revamp of a prominent city centre space remains on track after applying to extend the associated street closures. The revamp of Hay Hill will see the site transformed into a space for public events with improved seating, better designed steps, walking links, and a water feature. Works have seen the closure of cycle racks near to Hay Hill and the temporary suspension of some on-street parking and all of the car cub bays in All Saints Green. The Hay Hill Junction, with Millennium Plain to its junction with Millennium Walk, has also been partly closed off. The disruption was expected to finish in November 2023, but the City Council wants to extend this to February the 29th, 2024. Initial traffic management plans were requested before construction began, and as a result of the project's progress so far, it has been decided that the same closures will be needed for the duration of the build. However, officials have stressed the scheme remains on track to be completed by early 2024.
Standing in front of a number of new city centre homes is a sorry-looking derelict building with smashed windows. But this could soon no longer be the case after scaffolding was put up, suggesting the start of work is close. In September 2019, permission was granted for the conversion, refurbishment and extension of 77 to 79 Barrack Street, which dates back to the early 19th century and was a fish and chip shop and kebab shop until around a decade ago. However, after 4 years, the Grade 2 listed buildings were left to decay as new properties sprung up around it, and it looked like there were plans to demolish the buildings instead. The rumours have been quashed by Norwich City Council, though, who confirmed the buildings are not going to be demolished. Consent was granted as part of the permission for the wider redevelopment of the Barrack Street site for them to be refurbished and brought back into use. The buildings have significant structural issues, and the developer has erected scaffolding around them to support it, while work is being carried out to both the buildings and the site around them. Once completed, the listed buildings will be capable of a long-term, sustainable use that will ensure their retention and benefit the wider area.
Plans for more than 50 riverside retirement flats at the site of a former city centre telephone exchange site have been thrown out. The proposals, which were submitted by developers McCarthy Stone, would have seen a 51-home retirement living complex built in Westwick Street next to the River Wensum. The properties would have been a mix of one- and two-bedroom apartments set within landscaped outdoor gardens and 32 on-site car parking spaces. But the City Council has decided to reject the application on the basis that the site is a potential flood risk and the building would appear as an overly dominant and intrusive form of development along the Norwich Riverside.
Calls for a new rail station in one of the fastest growing communities on the city's outskirts have been reignited after a plan for 300 more homes was approved. Council officers raised the possibility of the facility in their report about a new development in Rackheath. The village is already expected to get thousands of new homes in the coming years, which will see the population more than triple. Locals say the rail station should be a central part of the development plans. John Brighton said, "If they're going to build all these homes and doctors' surgeries and schools, we might as well have a new station as well. We're going to need it."
With our last news item, we have reached the end of part one, and we will hand over to Jane and Tim for part two. So with that, it is goodbye from Robin and myself. We hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.